Canary Wharf is around 25 years of dock reclamation. Essentially, if you look at the site when in the early 80s when the docks came into disuse and it was a sort of barren place, the footprint is now very different to what has been built over the last quarter of a century or so. Wood Wharf really follows on that tradition and reclaims some areas of dock. A lot of these are actually created with marine deck, where we're actually building over the water and a park is created over the top. And what it helps us to do is to connect Wood Wharf to the existing Canary Wharf estate with a new bridge and to create the balance of open space and buildings that sustain the community that we're creating there. What you'll find if you start to look at the Canary Wharf estate in its current form is that the typical ground level is around about 6 meters above the water. You're quite high relative to the water level. And that's essentially because there's a big deck that all of the shopping center and the car parking and the plant that supports that big estate kind of sits on top of the land. So essentially Canary Wharf's roads and public realm that you circulate and the parks are one story above the previous ground level. That's obviously created a sort of internal shopping mall environment and the kind of environment that you see on the elevated deck in the parks today. With Wood Wharf, it's a very different approach. Though we've reclaimed some land, we are actually excavating down to create partial basements. And that goes down sort of 1 to 2 stories. But what we're then doing is bringing that retail offer to the ground level. So rather than building a kind of an extension to the shopping mall or a new shopping mall, we're putting shops on the streets and making it a more kind of humane and kind of retail-led ground floor. Canary Wharf Estate is actually very car-free in terms of its day-to-day life. And much of that comes from the management of servicing into each of the buildings through this sort of deck construction and lower ground environment. We are taking that approach into Wood Wharf in terms of the servicing. Some of the servicing is dealt with below ground, particularly for the office buildings. And the real position is actually that in terms of car parking, the Canary Wharf estate has very limited car parking. There's some that serves the public in terms of people driving to use the shopping and the facilities at the weekend. But the biggest contributor to Canary Wharf is the real strength of the public transport there. Obviously, it was commissioned at a time when there was just the DLR threading its way into the Isle of Dogs and the Jubilee line was promised, and it came to grow through that promise of the Jubilee line, which obviously eventually kicked in. And now with Crossrail there, Wood Wharf has been allowed to be included only because Crossrail was kind of committed to. So our transport journeys for all the new buildings were reliant on Crossrail from the beginning. And when the new Elizabeth Line station opens next year, we will obviously connect to that. We will still have some parking, but primarily it's disabled parking and a small amount that is tucked away. There'll be some on-street parking for people that need it for short journeys, but it's very limited, and the expectation, as with the Canary Wharf estate, is that people use public transport and then enjoy the streetscapes being relatively free of traffic.